USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The chant of four more years over and over again at President Trump's Make America Great Again rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan. This, the president's first rally since Robert Mueller's report released, finding no Russia collusion. The president telling the huge patriotic crowd,
Robert Mueller was a god to the Democrats, was a god to them until he said there was no collusion. They don't like him so much right now.
The president continues,
after 3 years of lies and smears and slander, the Russia hoax is finally dead.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow up 91 points to close at 25,717, the NASDAQ up almost 26 points, and the S&P 500 up 10 points. The word police are at it again, calls being made to ban the word cyclist, and many wondering if it's another example of political correctness or just plain common sense. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
Researchers at Queensland University of Technology, working with the University of Melbourne, Australia, conducted a survey finding some respondents had deliberately operated their vehicle closer to a bike rider. 17% said they used their vehicle to block a cyclist. 9% used their car to cut off a cyclist. The researchers said the word cyclist has become associated with negativity with acts of aggression. So they're suggesting instead of cyclists, we say people who ride bikes. I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
To Capitol Hill now, where Republicans have had more than enough and want Adam Schiff to resign. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest from Washington, D.C.
The Democratic chair of the House Intelligence Committee coming under fire from Republicans as a Thursday morning hearing begins.
Well, Chairman Yield, because you just made some things about all of us that I think we all should get the opportunity.
Democrat Adam Schiff rejecting claims by Republicans that he deliberately fueled a false narrative about Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. But Texas Republican Mike Conaway told him,
we have no faith in your ability to discharge your duties and urge your immediate resignation as chairman of the committee.
In his final report, Special Counsel Robert Mueller said he could not prove any collusion or conspiracy between Trump's campaign and Russia. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Special Olympics will be funded.
President Trump says he will keep the Special Olympics funded. This after his education secretary, Betsy DeVos, was looking to slash funding for the program designed to help children and adults with disabilities. She proposed cutting more than $17 million. Here's the president.
I just told my people I want to fund the Special Olympics, and I've just authorized a funding of the Special Olympics. I've been to the Special Olympics. I think it's incredible. And I just authorized a funding. I heard about it this morning. I have overridden my people. We're funding the Special Olympics.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.